Hello, recording this mid-election. What happens is I do loads of social media all my working life, well, since it, social media's come along, and then I immerse myself in the work of a general election where one tries to get oneself elected into council or parliament, and let's be honest, also get one's comrades elected in the party. And social media almost takes a back seat because you're so busy doing the really important stuff like meeting people one-to-one, face-to-face, and going to public meetings. Just to give you a kind of a snapshot of a day, probably the longest day so far of the campaign, it was yesterday. Where are we now? At this stage, we've 6 campaigning days to go, and we're about 8 days out from the voting day. It's the 17th of February, and why is there only 6 days left when it's 7 to polling? Because there's little or no work done on the day of the broadcasting moratorium. It's just been traditional. I think a lot of parties go the way, some don't, but we do, and we don't do much on the day before. People have made their mind up, and you don't want to be haranguing them on the doorsteps in any sort of way, or at the supermarkets or around the place. But yesterday was started around 6:30 and headed to the DART stations and did some candidate profile work, handing out leaflets to very jaded and non-responsive commuters. And I tell you what, I've been a commuter too before I was a teleworker, and I'm not that responsive in the morning. Probably one of my favourite topics, politics, I would be. And usually I know any of the candidates that I'd meet when I would be commuting, when I was commuting, and I'd engage with them. But the normal population are not that engaging at that time in the morning. But fair play to them. They responded. And, you know, some of them took our leaflets and greeted us with niceties and stuff. So that's ended around 8:30, and then I headed into something I've never had to embrace before, and that was the traffic of Dublin North East at about 8:30 in the morning. That's kind of the middle of rush hour and school run time. Absolutely mental. I was trying to traverse down the hole in the wall road and get back to the Grange Road in Baldoyle. And obviously I went not the smartest way and headed right into a 25-minute traffic jam. Then I got onto the Grange Road. I'm in another traffic jam that's trying to enter the industrial estate there at Baldoyle. Some daytime real work for my real job was then done, and I've been taking lunch breaks and watching campaign daily at midday, and then I went into the afternoon doing emails, and a lot of that was campaigning more so than work, responding to queries that have come in. Many of them are coming in from kind of like to be spam or chain letters if it wasn't so serious, and about people's lives and pay packets and cutbacks and things. But they're coming in and they're templated in the main. Some of them are original emails crafted and written by the constituent, and they need to be responded to, and they were. I then watched the party political broadcast at a couple of minutes to the Angelus at 6 o'clock, and it was almost time to head out for canvassing for the evening. It had been dry nearly all day, and the rain started to come down around 6:30 as I travelled out to canvass, and canvass we did, a team of about 10 on my team in my area were canvassing for 2 hours, just under 2 hours, in the lashings of rain. That's about the fourth rainy canvass we've done since the start of the campaign. And drenched and not too cold. There wasn't much wind up, and the temperature wasn't hitting us too bad. I then travelled to a town hall style meeting for the Chamber of Commerce in Howth Sutton Baldoyle. That started around 9 o'clock. I got there just around 9:30, but it seemed to have not started, so it must have been a very late start with a lot of candidates coming off the canvas. And it ran on until 11:15. I got home around 11:30, and that was the long day. That's a kind of a fly on the wall. What happened on the hustings and at the meeting and all are, you know, it's longer detail, and I won't bore you with that. But that's what the day looks like, and as I say, it doesn't get much worse than that, unless you're, you know, on radio interviews, running into town to do photo calls for the newspapers or press conferences and such like. That can, you know, just mix it up a bit. So that's a fly on the wall look at one day on the canvas. I don't know if I'll record any of these before the election day, but if you do have any queries, and if they're too onerous for me to write long replies, I might send you a recorded answer. If you ask the question in public, well, you might get the answer back in public. If you ask it privately, well, you should expect to get the answer back privately. And thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.